is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha ordered security agencies Thursday to crack down on pro-democracy protesters as rights groups condemn police for using tear gas and water cannon at a Bangkok rally. The country has been rocked since July by youth-led protests demanding a new constitution, unprecedented calls to reform the monarchy, and for Prayuth to resign. Clashes outside Parliament Tuesday between pro-democracy protesters and hardline royalists marked a steep rise in violence, with six people shot. A day later, some 20,000 people massed in Bangkok's main shopping district, and protesters painted anti-royal graffiti outside the Thai National Police headquarters. Prayuth, who seized power in 2014 coup, issued a statement Thursday warning that protesters will be hit with the full force of the law. Meanwhile, the United Nations called on authorities to show restraint, as did other human rights groups. The African continent has surpassed 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, and a top public health official warns that we are inevitably edging toward a second wave of infections. The 54-nation continent of 1.3 billion people is being warned against prevention fatigue as countries loosen pandemic restrictions to ease their economy's suffering. And Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said results also show it appears safe and protects older people who are most at risk of dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after the company first revealed promising preliminary results. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan visited neighbor Afghanistan Thursday to reduce spiraling violence and push for a ceasefire between the Taliban and Afghanistan. Amid surging violence across Afghanistan that has worsened despite Afghan government negotiators and Taliban. Quarters after meeting with the Afghan president that Pakistan will do whatever is possible to help reduce the violence, that was persuaded the Taliban to talk to Washington in 2018 for negotiation, eventually withdrawal deal for all forms. Credited Islamabad's efforts in helping start the peace talks in Doha, but many Afghans blame to destabilize their country despite the violence rages in Afghanistan. In the past 6 months, the Taliban carried 50 suicide attacks and over 200 explosions left nearly 1,200 people dead and 2,500 wounded. This is according to an Meanwhile, U.S. will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 5,000. Stop short of calling for the complete withdrawal of troops by Christmas, which was discussed. This decision to partial withdrawal was first by Reuters on Monday and has triggered warnings from critics who say it will undermine security and the Taliban. Secretary Miller confirmed that the drawdown, he confirmed the drawdown and also outlined withdrawal of force there from 3,500. U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to overturn projected President-elect Joe Biden's election that survived the count. The fight is centered in the battleground states that sealed Biden's win. Local officials say news don't but seem to be inspired by Mr. Trump's rhetoric about fraud as states and federal courts push aside legal challenges by Trump. And the devastation of Hurricane Iota is becoming clear as communications are restored after the second category to black rose to 16 in Nicaragua with victims swept away.
We'll be right back.